Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 315, and following that we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 315. All gifts my brother give belong to me. Each day, 1,000 treasures come to me with every passing moment. I am blessed with gifts throughout the day, in value far beyond all things of which I can conceive. A brother smiles upon another, and my heart is gladdened. Someone speaks a word of gratitude or mercy, and my mind receives this gift and takes it as its own. And everyone who finds the way to God becomes my Savior, pointing out the way to me and giving me his certainty that what he learned is surely mine as well. I thank you, Father, for the many gifts that come to me today and every day from every son of God. My brothers are unlimited in all their gifts to me. Now may I offer them my thankfulness, that gratitude to them may lead me on to my Creator and His memory. Amen. All gifts my brothers give belong to me. As I contemplate this lesson, I am recording this on Thanksgiving. And the last line jumped out at me because of the name of the day today. The last line in the prayer said, "Now may I offer them my thankfulness, that gratitude to them may lead me onto my Creator and His memory." The gratitude to them may lead me on to my Savior, my Father, my Creator. The gratitude I have for my brothers leads me . I was taking my neighbor, my friend's housemate to the hospital to be with his wife. My friend was there already. And I was recalling the last time I had seen the other roommate, that she had looked so beautiful to me. She was on the couch and she was just radiant beauty. And it caught me. It touched my heart. And now I was bringing her husband to see her in the hospital. And she was getting ready to pass on. And I wanted to say a few words to her before I left the room. And I didn't know what to say. I asked, what should I say? I cleared my mind and asked. I didn't want to upset her. She's had an antagonistic approach to God and spiritual things. And I knew I didn't want to antagonize her at this time. Right? And so what came to mind was the vision of her on that couch and how beautiful she was. And as I looked at her in the bed, she took on that same radiance, that same beauty. And I told her how beautiful she was, and that how she gave me so much strength, and that how grateful I was for her. And that she was simply beautiful and would be always. And in offering her that thankfulness for her, and finding that gratitude in myself, it's opened my heart more to seeing the beauty in everyone and myself even deeper. And he says, now may I offer them, my brothers, my thankfulness. And that gratitude to them leads me back to my truth, to my Creator, to the memory of who I am. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to remain in gratitude for my family and friends and everyone I meet as I travel out for Thanksgiving. Help me today to remember that my Thanksgiving for them and my gratitude for them does lead me home. Lead me back to the remembrance of who I am. Help me today to remain grateful. Amen. Thank you. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind and allow the body to rest. Allow the mind to rest. Taking a few deep breaths, letting the shoulders and the neck and the head and the body simply relax for the next few minutes. We simply rest. And in this restful state, we let go of the past and the future and the expectations, the roles, the responsibilities, the stress. We allow it to melt away as if a newborn baby. Simply being in awareness, not concerned about anything. Feel this deeply, this feeling of being new. With no concepts, no constraints. Deeply feel it. If a thought comes up, notice that you are aware of the thought. And be aware of where the thought came from. Did the thought come from the mind? Or did the thought come from the heart? You may call it intuition or a gut feeling. Notice where the thought came from. And if it came from the mind, acknowledge it came from the mind and let it go. For the next few minutes, there is no place to go, nothing to do, nothing to fix. The mind is not needed for the next few minutes. But as thoughts come up, don't kid yourself about there being no thoughts if thoughts are coming up. We're here to be completely self-honest. There's nothing wrong or right about what we're doing. There's nothing to judge about how we're doing it. We're simply allowing ourselves to be aware of the thoughts. And being aware of a thought, recognize where it came from. If it's not intuition, then let it go. In doing this practice, we are building our awareness of our intuition. When we first practice, there will be a lot of thoughts that come from the mind. But the practice is to notice there is a thought. Notice it's coming from the mind. Remaining committed to the goal of the next few minutes, to not getting attached to thoughts from the mind. The more thoughts that come up, the more practice we get. Spend the next few minutes watching what thoughts come into the mind, recognizing if they're intuition or if they are thoughts from the mind. Practice not getting attached to them and letting them go. Thank you for joining with me in building our discernment of thoughts. Building our faith building our experience of what intuition is. Where all the gifts my brothers give belong to me. Namaste.